Please join me in our prayers for others. Lord, last time I was standing here, I gave thanks for the colours of spring. Today I give thanks for the rain that refreshed our yards and our suburbs, although perhaps that rain could be a little gentler. Last night we had the honour of hosting solstice duo Clancy and Dom. We give thanks for the joy and healing music brings us. We pray for artists of all types who love those, whose love of the arts ensures they continue to create, whilst often finding funding hard to come by. We pray for Artburst 26, that also gives an opportunity for visual artists in our community to once again showcase their skills. Lord, so often the news we hear currently requires us to pray for peace and tolerance. Peace for both war-ravaged communities and those who are impacted by intolerance. Intolerance of their ethnicity, their religion, their social status. We pray for communities affected by adverse weather events. We thank our church community for the dedication we give to various missions. Kenmore State High School, Chaplaincy, Uniting World, Destiny Rescue, Frontier Services, to name a few. We pray for Jenny and the Refresh Shops volunteers who continue to enable us in these endeavours. As I was writing this prayer last night, I saw a Facebook post by my friend Jenny. I met Jenny when I was at Carroll Park State School. She was the first prac student we hosted from Queensland University. She was a social worker who was undertaking postgraduate studies in art therapy. Fast forward 15 years. She's now the mum of two beautiful children that she homeschools and it is a wonderful relationship with her and her partner. She finds time for the following. These are her words. It absolutely poured tonight. It's just gone 1:30 a.m. and I have finally walked through the door after what has been one of the most gruelling days I have had in a very long time. Physically drained, mentally worn out, emotionally heavy, and soaking wet. I always write these posts before I go to bed. I guess it's my way of journaling, debriefing myself, clearing my head so I can try to sleep. Let me start by saying this. Today and tonight, I saw more home than I've seen in my life. When we closed headquarters at 3 p.m, I hoped to get one hour power nap before heading off for outreach tonight. Instead, I was called back to help a gentleman who arrived in absolute crisis. He was stressed, broken, and had nothing. I sat with him for a while. We talked about his situation. We gave him everything he needed and a cart to carry it all. He came in crying and left smiling. Moments like that say everything. Not long after he left, a woman came in with a young child. Same situation. Nowhere to live. Needing a tent to stay in until they could find somewhere safe. It was heartbreaking to even hear, but again, we were able to help. We were able to ease some of their burden and give them just a little bit of hope. I then loaded the ute with supplies, tents, sleeping bags, snack packs, water, desserts, hygiene packs. Then I picked up my younger brother and headed to Compassion for Community, who had prepared a massive 160 meals for us to take on outreach in the CBD. I honestly thought we would only get through half because a storm rolled in as we were loading. It hit hard. By our second stop, we had already given away most of the tents and sleeping bags. People had been flooded out, tents leaking, beds soaked, everything ruined. Everywhere we went tonight, there were people sleeping rough. I have never seen so much homelessness in the Brisbane CBD in my life. At one of the churches, I saw a familiar face, a A gentleman I have called ambulances for more than once. I have helped him up from behind bushes when he could not move. Tonight he walked over to me, wrapped his arms around me, told me he had saved my life. I had saved his life twice. He spoke about his mum passing away, the drinking that followed, the trauma he has been carrying. He owned it completely. I offered him a referral to rehab the moment he is ready to fight his demons. He was the third person today who told me their life spiralled after losing someone they loved. The other two had lost children. They tried to self-medicate and everything fell apart. I can promise you no one wakes up and decides to become an addict. No one chooses to become homeless. Life happens. Trauma happens. Grief happens. And sometimes people just fall through the cracks before anyone notices. Tonight I saw hunger, pain, trauma, addiction, but I also saw gratitude, so much gratitude. I wish I could show you the faces, the relief, the way it changes someone to be seen and not judged. The difference this outreach makes is huge and is life-changing for many. Tonight we served 150 meals. Huge thank you to Olive and the whole Compassion for Community crew for cooking with such love. Thank you to all at the Nourish Street all of the Nourish Street volunteers who pack and plan and organise and give their hearts to this work. Thank you to my little brother for giving up time with his own young family to help strangers who needed it. Thank you to everyone who believes in this mission and donates to helping us. We should all be proud. Nourish Street Incorporated is a community effort, and tonight that community made waves and saved lives. Wow. Let us take a minute to pray for both those who find themselves homeless and those organisations that are there to support these vulnerable people. Lord, we pray for members of our congregation who are unable to attend services that are uploaded to our church website. Speaking of the website, Father, thanks to Reverend David, Courtney and Dawn for the work that they have done to upgrade our church website. Lord, we pray for our minister, Reverend David, and for his family as he continues to minister to our flock. As we pray, I ask each member of the congregation to reflect on the words of our Lord's Prayer, a prayer of adoration, of confession, of thanksgiving, a prayer for others, and a prayer for ourselves. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.